Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a quick shot of romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
So on this episode of A Quick Shot of Romance, we are actually going to review the Buzzing About Romance book club selection for March of 2024.
Yes, we are.
So on this episode, we are reviewing What Saves Us by Maggie Gates. This is book three in the Falls Creek series. We'll link the synopsis of the book in our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Leah, was this your first read by Maggie Gates?
It is my first read by Maggie Gates because it's one of those authors where you guys have been raving about her. And I'm like, I can't sit down and read like five novels by this one person in like a week because I don't have the time for that.
That's fair.
So I've been holding off, but I am kicking myself because, but also, so my youngest had a swim meet this weekend. So yesterday I just did novellas, but today I was finishing up the read for this. And honestly, I'm sitting at this meet with like people all around me and like, I am holding back the tears. Thankfully it's hot as like AF and like, really humid. So it's like, I could be tearing up from like the chlorine and everything. But yeah, I was like, this is not a book to be reading like in like public because I mean, it is like, there are some delightful scenes between these two characters, but the emotional like hits just kept on coming.
And they just keep on coming.
The whole freaking book.
So the release date for this book is September 4th of 2023. This is a blue collar first responder, brother's best friend, close proximity. Our hero in this book is very much a damaged hero. There mm-hmm. is an element of suspense, stalker, kidnapping kind of happening in the background. Our hero is a dirty talker. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emotional trauma in this book.
Oh, hot damn.
Shane, our hero, is an unexpected protector. We have a real-bodied heroine, single mom, slow burn, small town romance.
Yeah.
Series is Falls Creek. This is a series of standalones. Dual first-person point of view. Put-out percentage on this book is 66%. Is there a third act breakup? There is not.
There isn't. It actually takes, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why you wrote that because I was like, I'm just going to fight with her on the episode.
No, because there isn't a third act breakup.
No, like it is a slow burn. It actually takes them a long time before they actually get together in the book. Not that like Shane, like, so it's Shane and Beth. Shane is like in it from the get go, but yeah.
He was in it before she even knew he was interested in being in it.
Yeah, but things in the story, it makes sense.
It does. So the setup of this, like I said, this is book three.
Do not have to read book one and book two because I came into this book completely blind and I was not lost on anything.
The only great thing about book one and book two is we see the progression of Beth moving to town. We see her moving to town. We see her start this affair that ends mm-hmm. up with her being pregnant.
Yeah.
And Shane is not the baby's father.
No. So it's in the prologue, so I'm not spoiling anything. But so she finds out she's pregnant and she goes to her boyfriend's house and meets his wife and his children.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she is like emotionally traumatized from like the get-go of this pregnancy.
She is, and she's her and baby daddy are co-workers mm-hmm. within at the university level. And is he her advisor more than just her co-worker?
No, he's a professor and she was his TA.
TA. So there is that connection. Like she's still having to deal with him on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So Beth, our heroine, obviously, at the beginning of the book, she is pregnant. She is very yeah. pregnant. She is due to mm-hmm. give birth. And she's really struggling yeah. with what her life is going to look like. Her brother, Hale, Austin, he's book two, and he's fallen in love. Mm-hmm. And he's moved into his own place.
Well, and he moved to the small town for her, like,
Right.
which they talk about in the story. So she had moved to this small town and like fell in love with it and decided she was going to stay. And like she was like working at the university. And then he moved because like she needed him. He's a little codependent
The
with
brother?
her.
Oh,
Yes.
yeah. But I
Which,
actually really liked
but
their
it
sibling
doesn't.
relationship.
That's the thing. It doesn't bug me. Like he has his relationship with Caroline and it is very like believable and true. And like he's codependent in the sense that like he wants to be needed by her and like she has a hard time asking for help in any situation.
I think he's
And
just
so,
a caregiver, which plays into his role as a firefighter, right? Like he's just a caregiver. Well, Shane is a EMT that works in the same firehouse that Austin, Beth's brother, works at. And they meet, and one of the things, Hale has a backstory. And his, or not Hale, I'm sorry, Shane has a backstory. He has this really deep rooted backstory. And I didn't say it, but please make sure you check content and trigger warnings on this book before you dive in, because we deal with
There's a lot of PTSD.
PTSD, post-traumatic stress. So we have that. Then we have the postpartum depression.
Postpartum, yeah.
There is talk of suicide and there is addiction. So, like, Maggie Gates writes this book and she doesn't just say, okay, hey, here's one problem for you.
Now I'm going to run the whole gamut.
We're going to give you the rainbow of trauma.
Well, but as you're reading it and like as like you learn more about his traumas and her, I mean, you're kind of living her traumas as it plays out because a lot of hers is like what like creates the book. But like in his traumas, like underlying things, like he has worked really hard to get to where he's at, but he's still like is still constantly dealing with it. And like he recognizes that he's in therapy. He go like he is in support groups. Like he knows that he is continuing that journey and it's gonna be a journey, which I really appreciate the way that she wrote that character because I've read a couple books where it's like those are where the hero or even the heroine sometimes start. And it's like, well, I'm better now. I don't need this anymore.
Shane is really real. You know, so he is a combat veteran, and the pain of combat and losing his friends, he's just really hit a low in his life. And at that point in his life, he is alcoholic, taking pills, and he decides he's going to do one good deed before he takes his life. And the good deed plays into Shane's book, which,
You mean Austin's
or
book?
Austin's book. Good God, I'm gonna mess up names tonight. I'm so sorry. Plays into Austin and Caroline's book, which is What Heals Us. And what it is, cause do they talk about that in this book? They do talk about this in this book, right?
Yeah, they talk about it. Like they talk about like why he did it. Like I'm not gonna say what it is, but they talk about why he did it, like how he tried to keep it secret, because typically that is secretive anyway, unless it is like,
Right. It's not usually disclosed. It has to, there's time periods and waitings and stuff like that.
yeah. So it's like one of those things, but like he really does try and keep it a secret because he doesn't want people knowing. And like because when they find out other things, and it's like kind of the snowball effect for him. And like it kind of,
He just
it's
didn't want to
like,
be anyone's hero for doing that.
because he doesn't feel like one
He
because
doesn't.
of his past, like what happened when he was in the teams and what like caused him to like be removed from the teams because he was discharged. Like he didn't leave. Like they kicked him out basically for
Right.
reasons. And so it's one of those things where like he is atoning for a lot of the guilt that he has that he shouldn't have, but it's like the survivor's guilt and it plays into like the PTSD and the therapy and everything. So it's like, but you read his story and you want to cry like every time like this, like the topic comes up. But then also he's the swooniest, sweetest, like most like loving like guy
Yeah.
at the same time.
So his and Beth connection, he's been friends with Beth. He likes Beth. Beth is keeping everybody at arm's distance because she's trying to cope with the fact that she's pregnant, single mom, and baby daddy is a POS. But she goes into labor in the middle of a storm.
Who
And
doesn't realize she's in labor? Because, if you've ever had kids, like first kid, sometimes you don't realize you're in labor
right.
and it's too late.
And
And
Shane
so,
comes with the EMT crew
and
and
delivers baby.
delivers baby right in her living room. Which, so here is a situation. It's already traumatic because it's a storm. She has the baby unprepared, mentally and emotionally. It's like she was set up.
Well, and like, when she is talking about like the scene before, like they go to her house, like because she's in labor, she's talking about how she's having an elective C-section and how like they have a plan and all these things, and nothing goes to plan.
Nothing goes to plan for her. She's, and so comes home with baby, and her mom comes for a couple days, but her mom was not helpful. Her mom wanted to be helpful, but her mom was not helpful.
No, and like there was like a constant stream of people coming in and they were not helpful, and it really kind of rammed home more of the negativity for Beth. And I think, and it's so true though. It is like, I hate to say it, but it's a lot of times it's what happens. Like people have kids and it's all like all of a sudden it's about the kids. Like how is the baby, how is like she eating, how is she sleeping, how is it? And it's like, you're a person, like you just gave birth, and but nobody gave her the attention. Like they didn't give
It
her
wasn't even
attention.
attention. No one was picking up on clues and signs that other things were happening. And in this book, and I don't want to get into all of this because there's some other things I want to talk about this series, but in this book, poor Beth runs into the super shitty pediatrician and nurse.
Oh my God, I wanted to like scream
I've had those
because,
nurses. I've had
oh my
those
gosh,
nurses.
I know people have had those experiences. We have been very fortunate that we have not had those experiences. Like we've had doctors that we haven't like meshed well with, but they were never like that. But honestly, I wanted to like throw my Kindle because like that is like the worst like scenario. Like she's already having all of these like hangups and failure thoughts, and it's like these idiots who are supposed to be helping her and supporting her are like just driving that knife in deeper and deeper.
It's awful. I have stories of nurses not thinking about what they're saying. Anyway, we'll go into that another time. So she had the bad experience with the nurses and the doctors. She was an underproducer trying to nurse, and everybody was telling her how she needs to just work harder, and she has anxiety with the pump, and she just isn't getting enough, and the guilt that she might have to give her baby formula. Holy crap, fed is best. It doesn't matter. And nobody's sticking up for her.
Well, and but nobody's even asking her what she needs. Like you're
Right.
not asking her what she needs. How is she feeling? And there's a couple really like poignant moments through the book. Like
When
there's a character that
she calls Shane in the middle of the night and is crying in the kitchen,
And she just needs help.
and the baby is crying in their room, and she doesn't know what to do. She just doesn't.
Well, and every first-time parent has those feelings, like
Yeah.
where you have that moment. Like it is such a true reaction. But if you have the type of postpartum experience that she is having, it is magnified by 10,000.
Yeah. So then on top of all of that stuff, she then meets the mom group that is the
Oh,
bitchy,
they were the
judgy mom group.
worst. Oh my God, they were the
They were
worst.
the worst.
The
And at book
worst.
club on Friday night, when we were talking with Maggie, she shared. She was like, I fell into one of those groups, and it was awful.
Well, if you read the author note in the back, like the acknowledgments, like there's a note to the pediatric nurse who is, it's basically like, I hope you get all the speeding tickets. It was like, I hope like you Here, let me find it and I'll read it
Okay,
because.
before we get to that though, I do there was there anything else parent moment? Oh. Okay, and I don't want to give it away because it's kind of spoilerish, but Shane's newest addition to his tattoo, that might have been the most underrated, grandest, not meant to be grand gesture in the
Oh yeah.
whole world of romance.
It was something. Well, and like she sees it. And then what he says at the end of that chapter, but then it just like moves on to the next. I was like, why didn't she say something about that?
It was so swoony, but there are some big swoon moments between just Shane and the baby.
Oh, I know. Like
Amanda mentioned
he
it in our
is.
episode about playlists, about a song coming on and him singing that song to the baby to rock her to sleep and
Yeah, like he like it's one of those things where like he had this connection with Kat and he just loved her hard. Like he was it was he did not care that she was not his. He did not care there was no DNA. He did not There was no care in the world. Like that girl was his. And I just really loved that. But like there's a moment later in the book. I'm not going to say who it is, but the character comes in to the story. And Shane asks Beth if she trusts her. And Beth's like, she asked me how I was. She didn't ask about Kat at all. So yes, I do. Like she went with her gut. And I thought that was a really interesting moment, especially with who the character
Well, and
was.
that brings up, I will say, I commend Maggie Gates on this book because she left no plot hole. Every little thing you wanted tied up for this couple in this book is tied up. Now, did she leave me desperate for more in Falls Creek? 1,000%. There are so many other characters, and I want to talk about that really super quick. The town of Falls Creek is a character in and of itself. And
It
you
really is.
have some
Like there's the
amazing side characters.
well, like you have the Granny Gang, you have Brandy Jean.
Brandy Jean, who smells of love sweat.
Yeah, like you know she's like you smell her coming, but
She
she
leaves
loves
glitter
hard.
everywhere she goes.
But she loves hard. And like that's the thing. And like when you like and she just is a great character, but the Granny Gang and the way that they rate them when they're working out and they're sitting in their lawn chairs and there's just so many little pieces of this story. Like there's enough humor mixed in that you are not like in an emotion like you're in an emotional funk because Maggie Gates like ruined you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's enough upness in it that you
And
like
this
you're
is a
not.
chunky book. It's a chunky book,
It
but
doesn't
it
feel
reads
chunky,
so
though.
fast.
It does not.
I loved this series and this book in particular. Now, book two is my favorite, and Jenny says this book is her favorite, and I'm sure Amanda will have
I
a
mean,
different
it's my
one.
favorite now right now because I haven't read the other ones.
They're
But
just
so
so good. Oh, read
let me
us
read
the
this.
author's note. Yeah.
Okay, it says to our pediatric nurse, you're an unfrosted Pop-Tart. I hope your pillow is always warm, that you hit every red light when you're late and never find a good parking space again.
I mean, I feel that. And I will tell you, Maggie D Gates at Book Club was a delight. Was
Yeah.
a delight and so engaging. And she really has a lot of stories to tell. And I'm excited to continue to read what she has coming out. I actually read, I'm in process of reading Dust Storm, which is her latest release. So,
And if you want Cole's book, he is 100 lifetimes of
1,001 Lifetime.
1001 lifetimes. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway,
I couldn't remember the title. Like I knew it was there.
Leah, thank you so much for reading What Saves Us.
Of course. And I will be diving into the rest of the
You're welcome. Until
backlist.
next time, everyone, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at BuzzingAboutRomance or on Twitter at BuzzingRomance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.